Workout tempo. Couple of months ago, I lifted 20 pounds almost non-stop, 5 days, 3 hours per day, averaging about 35 lifts per minute. That comes to 6,750 lifts per day. And I only use dumbbells, cycling between standing dumbbell curls and overhead shoulder press as my muscles get tired. So when my arms lose their strength, I switch to shoulders. But I also get abdominal muscles, strong back, and powerful legs from it too. Dumbbells are a full body exercise. It wasn't non-stop exactly, as I had to take a few seconds every minute or two, largely to restore circulation, or what feels like it. My diet relied on trail mix, so I had plenty of energy, and rather than returning to my usual 15, I kept to 17.5 per hand since. I did grow muscle. I did burn fat, and I do look much nicer for it now. It should come as no surprise that lifting what feels really heavy for multiple hours per day grows muscle. But I felt that my stopping is a serious problem, and certainly a distraction. Though twisting and turning, and almost dancing, does help with circulation, so that I don't need to rest as frequently. I do not have very many 70 BPM songs, and 75 beats per minute is actually very slow for me. I am used to 160 beats with 10-pound dumbbells, and I do still have fat to burn. But every few months, I like to take a moment and do a kind of a semi-serious workout set to poke at tempo, or new weights, or more twisting and turning and dancing, and see what I may learn. This week, I have noticed that I can lift 20 pounds much more reliably and to faster songs now, especially after a weekend break from lifting. It seems my Mondays are going to be 20 pounds now, and the rest of the week will go down to 17.5 and 15. Not to say that these are going to be lesser workouts, because as I go down in weight, I move much, much faster and burn more fat. So my Mondays are going to be about building muscle. My midweek is going to be about both building muscle and burning fat, and then the end of the week is going to be purely about burning fat with cardio. Today, I have measured myself with Adele's Skyfall, the slowest song in my current playlist. I was using 17.5 pounds per hand, as I was an hour into my workout and already somewhat tired. Sometimes I just can't eat the necessary noodles in the morning to lift 20 for long. I am still on a diet, so that's not exactly a bad thing. It just makes for some tougher lifting. I can't really expect to eat noodles in the morning and then hope to burn up all that fat. It's really avoiding carbs that causes fat burn, at least in my experience. I went home and tapped out Skyfall to 78 beats per minute. I wrote a program some years ago that processes MP3 files, altering their tempo. Changing my usual 130 BPM songs to 78 beats is actually no good. It is just too big of a gap, and the song stops being fun. It isn't exactly distorted, but it's no good. But I have compromised to 100 beats per minute, which is rather reasonable. There's a slight warbling effect, but it is not that annoying. I really just need to sit down with artificial intelligence and generate more songs in the 70 BPM range. Well, I hope to redevelop my program with JavaScript this year. For now, I just use FFmpeg's A tempo filter to adjust the speed of my songs. It works really well, there is no distortion, and it's got nothing to do with sounding like chipmunks or transformers. Songs are just correctly stretched or compressed without much distortion. Going from the average of 130 BPM to a stable 100 BPM will allow me to lift 17.5 pounds per hand with almost no stopping, and should have me just taking a moment's rest between songs when working with 20-pound dumbbells. I won't be burning as much fat on Mondays when lifting heavier, but next month, or maybe in 2 months, as my body adjusts, I will speed up my songs to 110 BPM. That should be a small enough increase for my body not to really notice, and certainly adapt in a month or two for the switch to 120 BPM. I expect a lot more fat burning and muscle definition this year, and even larger muscles, which is getting a little bit ridiculous, but it is science. I honestly can't imagine lifting 20-pound dumbbells to 130 beats per minute for 3 hours per day. That will have to look ridiculous. Frankly, I'm not even sure if that's possible, but we'll see. People usually lift 20 pounds, maybe 30 times, and then go home to have a nice day. Me lifting 20 pounds 11,700 times and then shuffle dancing to my car to work on my software is only okay because I'm testing what works and building up an intuition about bodybuilding so that I can look into some more informed guesses that I have. Finally, what I have learned thus far is that sets and reps are a myth, as they beat a person with weights that are just too heavy to lift for any meaningful stretch of time. It does not matter what sets and reps were originally. This idea has been bastardized in every gym everywhere into a workout program that simply does not work. It doesn't even look good. What does work is focusing on workout duration first and then weights last. So establishing an hour-long routine with light dumbbells, but not so light that you can lift more, and not so heavy that you will be forced to stop. Now, to get to that first non-stop hour, you must use an interval timer, with an eye on slowly eliminating those rest periods. Check how long you can lift 5 pounds for to skyfall, and how long you need to rest to do it reliably again. Enter those times into your interval timer and set the number of rounds to fill an hour. Joggers do this automatically when building up to their first full jog, except that they use landmarks and not an interval timer. Unlike bodybuilders and fitness nerds, joggers just know that it's not a real jog unless it's non-stop. It is indeed a great wisdom. And then, once you achieve your hour, you either extend your workout duration, maybe double it to 2 hours, adjust song tempo to go a little bit faster, or increase dumbbell weights. And because you're gradually adjusting those values, your body will easily adapt. and then let you repeat the process all the way up until you meet your fitness goals.